Martha, how are you this morning?
I'm fine, Tony. How are you?
I'm doing well. How did you allow me to wake you up so early to talk on the radio?
One, because I work for the American Cancer Society, and two, I get up at 6 o'clock anyway, so you're just into my morning routine.
All right, well, pull up a cup of coffee, and let's...
I got a tea.
Let's talk about something that's a bit of a concern. I received some information from you folks a couple days ago, and the theme of it was that the American Cancer Society has something they want to tell lawmakers: don't reverse progress in fight against cancer. The society is outraged at a proposal that would cut Healthy Michigan's fund. Talk about that.
Well, the Healthy Michigan Fund, I don't know how much people know about this, but that is a fund that the state of Michigan, along with some federal government money, helped in cancer prevention and control in the state of Michigan for the uninsured and underinsured. And their focus is on breast cancer, colorectal cancer, cervical cancer, and then helping with smokers who want to quit. And we know through many studies that prevention is the way to go to decrease those deaths from cancer.
Well, I know that you're here with us this morning to talk about the perspective from the patient and health side of things. This program's been around for more than 15 years. It's very important. How many people does it serve?
Well, last year, they served 24,000 women in the Michigan area. And the year before, they served 31,139.
Are these folks who don't have insurance, who are low-income, who need the help?
Yes. They are low-income or no insurance that would probably just avoid any type of treatment or going into a doctor's office for the preventive screenings that the American Cancer Society recommends, or any detection programs. They would probably skip it and possibly show up in an ER later with much more severe disease progress.
You're listening to the Tony Connelly Morning Show on 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. We're talking with Martha Trout, who's the Director of Health Initiatives for the American Cancer Society's Great Lake Division. She's also a registered nurse, so you know how important and vital this is, don't you, Martha?
I do. And as I reflected before talking to you, I've had patients that, especially breast cancer patients, that have been diagnosed later stage because they didn't know there was anything out there to help them out. And then I've also seen those women who have just been grateful that they did come in, they did have a mammogram, a cancer was found, and they were able to receive treatment without feeling like they were going to destitute their families. And that was such a weight off their minds.
Well, you're concerned about the funds being cut for this program. We are in trying economic times. As you know, the state's budget looks at a deficit of almost $2 billion. How should we pay for this?
Well, I think our next speaker will address that a lot better than I can. To me, I need to look at it from, we have prevention versus having to look to how we're going to pay for treatment if we let people not have these examinations done. I wish I was a lawmaker that could figure out how we could do this, but we need to really look at what cost is it going to be in the long run. A colonoscopy, $1,500 versus colon cancer treatment with chemotherapy and surgery reaching $80,000 to $100,000.
I think what you're telling me, Martha, is the same challenge. Later on, we're going to cover a story about Michigan State's new drug policy for inmates with mental illness. The state is buying generic drugs for these folks that don't work the same. Therefore, we're paying for prisoner health care, for longer stays for prisoners in prisons, which in the long run supersedes what we would pay for their original drug. And I think what you're trying to say is the trying to prevent these types of things will cost us a lot less than it will in trying to take care of them once they become active.
That is correct. I even think of, again, I'll take colon cancer as an example. Going in for a colonoscopy may take a day and a half away from somebody's being able to work, going in to have surgery and then receive chemotherapy for a late-stage colon cancer is certainly going to impact that person many more days. So we have a quality of life, ability to work, take care of family, and then we also can save lives. It's not going to help us if patients, if people die, when prevention could prevent that. I mean, it's as easy as that. We're here to save lives.
Martha, before we let you go, I want to get your perspective on what the patients tell you. Do you have folks who are aware that these funds and services may be eliminated, and what's their reaction to that?
Well, I don't think that they're as aware of it as I like them to be. I think that because there's been so much press lately about the budget, the Affordable Care Act, they don't know what it's going to be. There's just so much information out there. So doing talks like this and having you bring it to a forefront hopefully will have patients know what's going on and maybe speak out.
All right, Martha, thank you so much. We're going to get the legislative side of things in a little bit here with Judy Stewart, but we appreciate your perspective. Enjoy your morning and your weekend.
Thank you, Tony.